your partner in do-si-do, because here we come with the Cotton Eye Joe!
Country Western line dancing was all the rage here in the U.S. in the 90s. Line dancers are still strutting their stuff today, not so much in America, but in France, of all places. Reporter Liam Moriarty witnessed some high-stepping at a club in Normandy.
Saint-James is a pretty typical town in this rural area in northwestern France. Old stone buildings, lots of cornfields, not much traffic, and plenty of cows that produce the region's famous cheeses. And like most other decent-sized towns, Saint-James has a country line dance club that meets weekly at the municipal dance hall. On a weekday evening, about 50 local folks turn out to dance. Alain Lenné is president and head instructor of the OK Country Music Club. He's walking his class through the steps of the Boot Scootin' Boogie. There's a pretty wide age range here, though women in their 30s and 40s seem to be the biggest group. You can tell the regulars because they're sporting the whole getup: cowboy hats, boots, jeans with big belt buckles, and they're kicking it. Country music started taking hold back in the 80s in Alsace in eastern France. American servicemen at bases just across the border in Germany first exposed the locals to the music. But the line dancing started with a Utah-born American expat named Robert Wanstreet. In this interview with the French internet radio program Big Boss Country, Wanstreet talks about becoming fascinated with France as a youngster.
Pour mes 7 ans.
He says, when I was 7, I think, my teacher came back from a honeymoon in France. She came back with slides. She showed us those pictures of France, and it just captivated me. Disney hired Wanstreet in 1992 to design the music and dance programs for Billy Bob's Saloon, an old-style Texas Roadhouse attraction at Euro Disney in Paris. The shows at Billy Bob's took off, and Wanstreet soon started the first country dance organization in France. By the time he died last March at 51, Wanstreet himself was hugely popular and had inspired hundreds of country dance clubs to spring up all across France, with an estimated 300,000 members. Talk to some of the members of the OK Country Music Club in Saint-James, and you find out they put their boots on each week for a variety of reasons. Françoise Catherine started just a couple of years ago.
I never did country dance, but I got sick and I needed to get some exercise, and I found what I was looking for in country dance.
Françoise likes that the music is catchy and easy to dance to. Nelly Coulon, a member of the club since it started in 2004, feels a deeper connection.
Since I was a little girl, I dreamed of Indians and cowboys. So when I heard they were having country dance courses in Saint-James, it was obvious I had to do it.
I kept running into folks who had this passionate fascination with the mythology of the American West. Club president Alain Lenné says he shares that. He says we all have in our minds those Western images from when we were small. Rin Tin Tin, Rusty, The Little House on the Prairie, all the films with John Wayne. It's true, we all dreamed about that. But we can realize some of those dreams with the music. The icons of the Wild West, the wide open spaces, the rugged frontier, the herds of cattle stretching to the horizon, are exotic and exciting to Europeans. So on the weekend, it's a blast to put on your Stetson, kick up your Tony Lamas, and have some down-home country fun. For The World, I'm Liam Moriarty in Saint-James, France.
Tell you.